Woman drops lawsuit accusing Diddy, Jay-Z of rape. By Breitbart News on February 16, 2025. February 15, UPI, a lawsuit by a woman accusing rappers Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs of rape when she was 13 in 2000 has been withdrawn, according to a court filing from her attorney. On Friday, the civil suit is voluntarily dismissed with prejudice. The woman's attorney, Tony Busby, wrote in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. The woman and her lawyers acknowledged to NBC News in an interview that there were inconsistencies in her account when the lawsuit was refiled in December to name Jay-Z. She said not all the facts are clear in her recollection of the night's events. But she stood by her allegations, attorneys Busby and Antigone Curis said. On Wednesday, Combs sued Universal and its streaming service Peacock, accusing them of airing a documentary, Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, that shamelessly advances conspiracy theories about him. Jay-Z and Combs have denied any wrongdoing. Today is a victory, Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, said in a statement. The frivolous, fictitious and appalling allegations have been dismissed. This civil suit was without merit and never going anywhere. The fictional tale they created was laughable, if not for the seriousness of the claims. I would not wish this experience on anyone. When they quickly realize that the money grab is going to fail, they get to walk away with no repercussions. The system has failed. Combs' attorney, Alex Spiro, said in a written statement, "By standing up in the face of heinous and false allegations, Jay has done what few can. He pushed back, he never settled, he never paid one red penny." A Jane Doe initially filed the suit against Combs in October and added Jay-Z's name to the suit 2 months later. In the lawsuit, the woman said she was outside the Video Music Awards in New York City, and a limo driver invited her to an after-party. She said she felt woozy after having a drink and was sexually assaulted. Diddy has been in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York, since September on charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. If convicted, he could face life in prison.